Hey fam, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Well, let me tell you, when I was starting to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I find background music? And how do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to? And to be honest with you, the answer to every one of these questions is really simple. It's Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and absolutely easy to use. And check this. Now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me in the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Yo, what up? This is Jared Watson, and you're listening to the Retro Insider Podcast Show, where we're bringing you the latest news, reviews, and how-to cop tips for all your favorite classic retro sneakers. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this segment. It's gonna be all right. What up, fam? This is Jared Watson, and you are plugged into the RetroInsider.com podcast show YouTube channel. This is something new. I'm actually recording a podcast, but also recording me as I record the podcast, and that segment will be going up on YouTube. So shout out to everybody who is consuming the content, whatever way they are. If you're on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button if you're new to the channel, and check out the Retro Insider podcast show streaming everywhere as well. Thank you so much for all you new and returning visitors. Once again, hope you guys are having a great rest of your day or evening. Now, as far as the segment today, it's going to be concerning some news that we just got word of today, which happens to be Monday, July 8, 2019. This is regarding two sneakers that I think many of you are probably interested in some shape, form, or fashion. I know I am. So hopefully we got some good things ahead coming up for tomorrow. But anyways, just want to let you guys know, the news is we're actually going to be getting some restocks on the sneakers app. Yes, indeed, some restocks on the sneakers app. One happens to be that Bred 4, Black Cement 4 that was originally released on May 4th, 2019 for a retail price of $220. Now, the restock on that is going to be at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time for the same retail price. So if you missed out on that original drop, or maybe want to double or triple up, tomorrow is your opportunity. And I suggest that you stay glued to your phones or computers so you can get a chance at getting that sneaker. Classic, iconic sneaker. Colorway is dope. Materials were pretty dope. And, you know, Nike Air on the back. What more could we ask for, right? A great shoe. Now, the other shoe that's going to be releasing happens to be that Nike SB Air Jordan 1 High OG, I believe, which is going to be that New York to Paris, the one with the gray removable upper. That's going to be releasing tomorrow as well, but this time is going to be at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. So do the time conversion for your area, like I said, so you can be plugged in, ready to go, so you can get your chance at this particular sneaker. Of course, the retail price was $175, a little bit more than the regular Jordan 1s, but still a pretty dope shoe. Now, the colorway was a little meh. A lot of people didn't really cut for it like that, but hey, if you like it, I love it. It doesn't matter what I think or anybody else thinks. Go after that shoe if you want it. So I'm excited about this restock. Came out of the blue, of course, as many restocks do, but I'm glad that they at least gave us a notice so we can be prepared. So in the comments, if you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and let me know what shoe you are trying to go for, if any. If you're going for the Bred 4, let me know why. If you're going for the Air Jordan 1, let me know as well. If you're not going for anything, hey, let me know why you're chilling on these. But as far as I'm concerned, gotta get my hands on another pair of Bred 4s. I've already had a couple of pair, but you can never have too many, in my opinion. So good luck to you guys tomorrow if you're going after these shoes, and thank you for checking out the content. Hopefully, you know, I can do more of these. I like this format. I can kind of kill two birds with one stone, you know, and give people more content options as far as how they want to consume it. If they want to be on YouTube and listening to this type of news and watching me as I talk, great. If you don't have that luxury and just want to listen to it on the podcast show, guess what? You can do that as well. So hopefully it works. If you like it, let me know. If you don't, hey, you can let me know too. Just give me some constructive criticism. I'm here for you guys. I'm trying to do what I can do to give back to the sneaker community that has been so great to me. We are all one big family at the end of the day, centered around a common appreciation, love, lust, addiction towards sneakers. And hey, it is what it is. I enjoy it. Hopefully you do too. I enjoy making the content anyways, and if I can help somebody, you know, with information, I'm here to do that. So thank you so much. Just a little information too. You know, I've been screaming about the retroinsider.com. Not complete yet, almost ready. I don't know when exactly I'll make it live, but this is going to be pretty much the hub for everything the Retro Insider. We're going to be doing some written reviews on sneakers that we pick up. We're going to have a release calendar, kind of giving you an idea of what's going to drop coming up. Then I'm also going to be giving you the inside scoop on how to find some of these retro sneakers for a great price. If you haven't checked out the podcast, I did a recent episode where I talked about how I was able to get a pair of New Balance 998s. Let me pick these up real quick. A hot pair of New Balance 998s for an incredible deal on Poshmark. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see this is like almost a dead stock pair. And if you can't believe it, it was originally released in 2014, but that's not the point of this video. But I just kind of wanted to give you guys a heads up of what we're going to be doing in the future with the Retro Insider. So stay tuned, stay patient. I appreciate you rocking with me thus far. I promise, if you stick around, you will not be disappointed. Your boy's going to be hooking you up. I already have some more deals and steals coming up in this next couple weeks that y'all are just going to salivate over. I know it. Because, you know, hey, that's what we do. We don't mind paying, you know, retail for some sneakers. But if we can, by golly, we will try to get a deal. And I'm going to help you guys do that coming up in the future. But anyways, that's enough with the news today. Hope you guys, like I said, are having a great rest of your day or evening. And good luck tomorrow with the sneaker restocks. Hope you get everything you want. Anyways, thank you so much for checking out the content. As always, stay humble and proceed. See you guys next time.